And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, by now, if you've listened to this show, you understand that I enjoy comedy quite a bit. Some of the comedians have tried to maintain a very clean line in their communications. At one point, you guys probably don't know this, I even work with a company called Clean Comedians to help them book different acts for different churches. This doesn't mean everything a comedian says is great. So to that effect, I'll say this with no endorsement of any particular comedian whatsoever, that sometimes we just need to look up to the Lord and say, get her done. Okay, that's got to do. Next, from fun to folly, as we examine Hezekiah, who received a blessing from God. What level of blessing was it? It was the blessing that he could stay alive longer on the earth. But there is one particular thing that Hezekiah failed to do. And because he failed to do it, he found his last years spiraling away from the Lord and being disobedient. We'll examine that thing that he forgot to do before the Lord. Wow. And finally, how many of us would enjoy the Lord coming down and giving us a postcard, a map, a personalized specific compass that directly relates to our next steps? Then we could know the path we would take and where we should go. Of course, that doesn't require faith. It does require obedience, but not faith. He does that very thing, by the way. He still does that. He helps us determine if we should go left or right or left. He helps us decide what direction is the best way to walk. The real question is, the compass that God has given us, are we using his compass?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can also text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But hold on now, because when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like knowing that your grandkids are coming over to your house this weekend so they can watch a movie with you and your wife.
Oh, really?
People are like, what movie? Well, even Noah goes, what movie? I goes, I don't know.
Something 3D-ish?
Well, see, Carter Bear's ready for the 3D.
I forgot,
he did
but,
a 3D.
Yeah.
But, Stella, whose birthday's coming up, and then, and by the way, I missed one of the birthdays. Remember, it was 8 birthdays in 8 weeks. It's 9 birthdays in
oh,
8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Stella, but, you know, is coming up. And then, you know, Cash, he's the third child. It's like, I don't know if he's ready. So Noel's like, ah, so we're kind of kicking that around. We might try it for like a half hour. And
I know how
happens.
You love those.
It should be interesting when we're And see, what we want to do is we wait. Now, listen. Do you think this is bad parenting? Watch this. You wait, and you're going to give them candy for the movie. but you know they'll be there for about 2.5 or 3 hours, and you give them more candy in the last half hour or 45 minutes so that when they get home, they're full of energy.
Oh, wow. No, you didn't.
Yeah, that's how we roll, just so you could know. That's right. We are like that, but that's you got to you know, keep on your toes, whatever you're doing. Okay, so in lieu of all that, I want you to know if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, okay, this is an excellent time to share that. You got something you want to share, you have that freedom to call in. If you've got something that you need prayer for, we will take our faith and combine it with yours, and we will pray and ask the Lord to help, because that's the best way to go about things. The best way to do these kind of things is to bring them before the Lord, lay them down before the Lord, and say, here we go. We're going to do this in partnership with you. We kind of follow the model, and I can't see any reason in the universe why anybody wouldn't, is the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was like not thrilled but submitting to the plan of the Father. We just want to have that mindset, that heart when we bring it, but that doesn't mean we have any less faith that he's hearing us. It just means that we petition, and there are times where the Lord goes, yes, and you have to love that, don't you? I mean, that's like... Well, first of all, the Bible says that's fruit in your life. And second of all, it's a source of joy. How cool is that? All right, somebody has calling in. They want to talk to us real quickly. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Brother Roger again.
Hey, Roger again. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in my hot car listening a minute.
Okay. You're in your hot car listening. All right. How are things, brother?
But it was important because I have a physical brother, same blood as I am, my brother, that needs prayer. Last year he lost his wife to cancer, and we went to church as youngsters, but we went to religious church.
Gotcha.
That's all I'm going to say. And then later down the road in my youth, when I was 33, so this year will make, is this 23? That makes 40 years, don't it?
Yeah.
Wow. That'll be 40 years that I came to the Lord, so... That gives my age away. I'm 73. Anyway, long story short, when his wife passed, on her deathbed, he did bring in a chaplain. So he does know that you need the Lord to get into heaven. So I'm asking for prayer because he's going through a crisis with the death of his wife. He's still going through it.
Got
a
it.
Year later.
Can you share his name, or do you not want to give us your name? It's okay if you don't want to.
His name is Jim.
Jim. All right, well, let's pray for Jim right now. Can we do that?
Yes.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We listen to our brother Roger. We love him. And, you know, just he's a cool brother, and we appreciate him. He has a brother, and in his past, it looks like Jim's had a closer connection to you than maybe he's got going on now. But now he's got more serious things at the door. He's had a tremendous loss, Lord, just tremendous. Just a great part of him fell out. And, Lord, we certainly hope that you would bring real healing and comfort into his heart. But we ask more than that, Lord, that you would bring yourself to his heart and mind, and that he would remember. And if he didn't know you well enough, Lord, that there would be a reintroduction. There'd be this whole new revival that takes place in his mind and heart, and that, Lord, he would call upon your name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he knows you're there. And instead of being reserved or pulled back, Lord, let him step forward. You're knocking on his heart. Let him open up the door of his heart and say, yes, come in. Pray for him to be revived, restored, renewed, healed, and touched by you, because only you can change a man's soul, his destiny, his future. And you want him, Lord. And he's got a brother that's praying for him, and we agree with that prayer.
And when two or more agree upon anything, it shall be done. And we ask you to have it done to your glory and to our joy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yeah, it's that important to me. I haven't been able to listen. But what is it? I got a 1998 Chevy Lumina, and the air, I can tolerate it, but when the sun is up, when you guys are on, I can't tolerate it. So I don't listen as much as I should or could. And I texted you that, and you understood. So I just wanted, but I did need to have all the church body that is listening, and I'm going to get my church to pray too, that we all combine together, that there's power in combining together. And I believe that with all my heart, there is power in combining together. And that's why it's so important that I got out in my hot car to do this. And it was such a great joy to hear you and Dynamite D, even through your hard struggles, getting to work and that. We got a piece of cake compared to Paul and Silas and all that. So you guys just keep up the good job. Keep fighting a good fight of faith. Keep on keeping on. And enjoy the presence of the Lord in your life, because that's where it's at.
Amen.
And the Word of God is so important. It says, study to show yourself approved, and hide. You were just saying earlier about they might take Bibles away. That's why you hide the Word of God in your heart, so it won't depart from you. And they can't shut you up from praying. They can try to shut you up, but they can't shut you up from praying. There's this prayer is a key right now to where this country's going, because we still might have enough people praying, or we owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. And and I hope we have enough people, that enough remnant praying for this country.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Agree with you, brother. Excellent job.
All right,
brother.
Love you guys. I'm going to listen just a little while.
Okay.
And just keep on keeping on.
All right, bro.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right, excellent call from Roger again.
That was Brother Roger again listening from his hot car.
Yeah, from his hot car. Got to say that carefully. I'm just saying, all right, so even though we're at this time, I'm still going to do this teaching. Is that all right? I can still squeeze this. This is a short teaching, but wasn't that great? I mean, don't you love that? That's the fellowship. That's what we do. Can you imagine if the enemy did stop me from getting in? We wouldn't have. It's like, really?
I thought a little bit about it.
Yeah, so you gotta. All right. Let me just. And now this will be really short, but it's funny. You're thinking, no, this can't be funny. Well, it's funny. So you might not think it's funny. I think it's funny. So that's kind of where things go down. This is called he gets her done. All right, here we go. So this is Jeremiah 17:14. It's just a short verse. There's not a lot of complexity here. Just gonna keep it simple, right? No, just why. And yes, I'm taking advantage of the Word of God to bring this one thought to your mind, so relax, okay? So don't get all theological on me in this particular moment. Just remember this. Jeremiah 17:14 says this, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise." Okay, so there's all these things you want to do with this, but here, ready? Heal me, and it will be. Save me, and it will be. You are my praise. You can pull that right out of Psalm 23:1, where the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I mean, so you just pull that right out of the entire process that the Lord is the answer. But this is the big thing. It's Jeremiah. It's like, heal me, Lord, I'll be healed. Save me, Lord, I'll be saved. Lord, get her done. It's like this is one of the things. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but there's this part of me that recognizes the truth and the simplicity of certain statements. Like, you ever heard the statement, get to stepping? Get to stepping. That means do it, right? We use that every day in the show. You're thinking, what do you mean you use it every day in the show? Get off your blessed assurance. We say it every day. Get her done. He goes, Lord, we're just asking you to help us. Oh, that guy's really cruel. He's whatever. I don't care. Get her done. It's funny. And so it's like, you can come to the Lord and say, I need you to get her done. It's like, you know. And you know what? Here's the great thing about God. He can and he will get it done. Isn't that cool? Come on. You're smiling. Don't lie. That's okay. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here we go. You guys should get this. This trivia question is not difficult. Who asked God to make the sun stand still? By sun, we are talking actual orbital elements that are in the universal sky. Who asked the Lord God to have the sun stand still? There you go.
I still think that's one of the greatest prayer
that's
requests.
That's so great.
That's a, you know, just think you can brag on that. Like,
I know, Red. If you can come back and go, I do have to say this. I actually taught somebody about this, like, because you can say, well, you know, I raised the dead, and you said, well, when I prayed, I stopped the fabric of time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right, I think. People just, okay, well, never mind then. Let's see. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Fair warning about tomorrow's show. I don't always do this, but I do feel the need to give you this warning that I am going to be talking about spiritual warfare at the next level. We're going to get involved in exorcisms. Ooh. So you're going to hear kind of a Bapticostal take. It's kind of a Kelminian take, kind of a manifold. No, you're not. You're just going to hear what the scripture says, and I'm just going to give you the best I can from it.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's really very enlightening. So it's very like interesting information. But anyway, who asked God to make that sun to stand still? Who did that? If you think you know, reach out to us. We're about ready to get into a very, very profound teaching. As long as I can get out of the way and let the Lord do the work. 2 Chronicles 32:25. This passage, I don't tell you to mark a lot, but this could be one of those, maybe we should mark this passage kind of thing. Okay. 2 Chronicles 32:25 says this, "But Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit he received, because his heart was proud. Therefore, wrath came on him and on Judah and Jerusalem." So Hezekiah's scenario, pretty straightforward. Hezekiah was told he was going to die. Like, dude, he was told by the prophet, put your affairs in order. Get it together. You know, that's by the way, that is where the expression comes from in the biblical reference. It's like, okay, you got to put it together. Your time is checking out. Now, I can understand the moment he's having, but for me, if a prophet came by and said, the Lord said, you're getting ready to meet the Lord face to face, I'd be like, can I jump in now? You know, I'm just a little, but I understand, you know, some people have a kind of a different take on it, and I don't have a problem with that. That's, you know, that's kind of normal. But here's the problem. The problem is Hezekiah got a big return from the Lord. He got something huge. He got 15 years. He didn't even get an extra year, right? 15 years. You guys know, it's when you're 5 to 20, it's just like, it seems like it takes forever to go from age 5 to age 20, right? I mean, there's not hardly anybody who would disagree. But to go from 60 to 75 is much faster. When you're 60 and you're going on 75, it's like, when you're 5 going on 20, it's like, it's like such a different thing, right? So this guy gets 15 extra years. Now, granted, it's not, you know, forever, but he gets this great gift. And here's the problem, a big problem that happened here is, and I just want to make sure you get this, he didn't give a return for the benefit. It's a very interesting phrasing. God gave Hezekiah a blessing. He spared him from death. But the king had what? A memory lapse. What do you mean he had a memory lapse? He gave no return. Now, let me explain this because I want you to make sure you understand this. He gave no long-term thank you. It wasn't that he didn't say thank you on the spot, but he didn't stay thankful. And so one of the habits that we have and one of the things that Christians need to be careful of is our short-term thank yous, thinking that those are impressive enough to God. But those aren't. Those are the minimums that we can do. All right? So Hezekiah did not acknowledge and, let's catch this line, and maintain appreciation. Every day was there at that point, not lived out in the absolute fear of God. And what does the scripture say? Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit received because his heart was proud. You want to know what's going on there? He thinks he deserved it. Yeah, I deserve it. I'm entitled to that. You're not entitled to anything. And he had too much pride to give the credit, honor, and glory to God. So guess what? God, being still merciful, just didn't appreciate that. So I want you to transpose that into our lives, the things that God has done that are just lights out fantastic and go past the thank you and go into the thankfulness that is a lifetime so that we can be appreciative and make sure that we give return for the benefit. Because we can't come up short in giving return. Now, the Lord, it can be a billion ways that you can do it. And by that, I mean you can do it through serving, you go through giving, you go through this, you do this. But you primarily need to have the fruit of your lips expressing thanksgiving to God. And that's just the truth. That's the sacrifice of praise that God is looking for. And it is not a one-time thank you. For you to say thank you because God got you out of a life-changing situation and to say it once and then to move on is cheap. That's right. I just called people in the audience cheap. Sorry, I've done it, so I know. It's just one of those things. You can't do that. I regularly thank God. I know it sounds crazy, but I regularly thank for saving me. Now, I forget about 900 other things, but I the thing about when the Lord saved my life, he saved my life more than once. I told you guys I was driving to the hospital on Beardsley Road on 56th Avenue and Beardsley Road before there was any real good lighting out there, and I'm driving the car taking Joshua to the hospital because he smashed his head because he was, you know, a little like tyke kind of thing. And I drive through the intersection and then I hit the brakes and stop. And 1 second later, a car with no lights goes through that intersection at about 75 miles an hour. Guess who would have been hit if I had went forward? You know what? God saved my life. And it was on the driver's side. I was going this way and it was coming from my left. So it would have hit me straight on. That would have been it. Guess what? I should still be thankful that he spared my life. That's kind of where I'm heading in that, okay? So we need to give return by our words and our actions. We got to give our appreciation to the Lord, things big and small, for all he's done for us. Not just a one-time thank you, but a lifetime of thank yous. You know how you have a lifetime of faith? We should have a lifetime of thank yous. That doesn't seem weird to me at all. Is that weird? Nah, it's not that weird. All right. So what I want you to catch out of that is this. There's got to be, before the Lord, with the right spirit, a return for the benefit. You can just start by thinking about eternal life and start just giving a return for the benefit there with the fruit of our lips. That's a good way to do that. All right. Who asked God to make the sun stand still? And the answer would be... name of my firstborn. That's one of the reasons. Yeshua. That's right. That's where Yeshua HaMashiach comes from. Oh, I get it. Yep. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like, when that guy started crying, I started getting mad. And then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you. And this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me, I'm so hard-hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so, you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now, how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me. And it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, ready? Because and that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear. And that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're kind of, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question, assuming I can find my trivia questions. My papers are everywhere.
I distracted you a little in that break. So we can blame, I said I distracted you a little break. So we can blame me.
But you brought up a really good point. I think you should even bring it up. There's no problem with that. You should always be have the freedom. And one of the things Dee brought up is that, you know, there's this other portion where he does another sin. And then in this other sin, the Lord's kind of already pulling back from him. And that's because the first sin of not being thankful or recognizing led into the other sin. And it's like you don't think about how these things catapult, but they certainly build upon each other. And there's a great trouble in that. There's a great problem with that. And we need to be aware that, see, if you stay thankful, let me just say this real quickly. If you stay thankful as a person, you will stay humble, right? If you're a thankful person, you will be humble. And here's the other part about that. It's not just that you will be humble, but in being humble, you're putting yourself in a position where God is fighting on your behalf, because in James and in Peter, it says that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So when it says opposes, it means to fight against. So when you're operating in pride, God's fighting against you.
Ooh.
Talk about losing it before talk about losing it before you begin it, right? I mean, that's like, uh-oh.
Wow.
You're in trouble, right? I mean, that's just trouble all the way across. On the flip side of that, if we're humble, the Lord fights for us. Now, if you're going into a fight and you go into a ring, who would you rather have in your corner? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's a practicality to some of this. I just want to point that out. So, all right. So anyway, isn't that great? All right. Okay. All right. Here's your trivia question. Okay. Jacob. What was the weirdest thing that Jacob did? Hold on. What was the weirdest thing that Jacob did that reminds you of a sport? And in that sport, hold on, sometimes the sport is more of a show than a truthfulness. But Jacob did it for real. What is that one thing that Jacob did that is like, dude.
That was a pretty good hint.
I'm a nice guy. What's that one thing he did that's like, wait a minute. Now, just a second. He did it, and people do it as a sport, but in their sport nowadays, it's a little bit more showmanship than anything else. They're still phenomenal athletes. I'm not saying anything else about that, but that's not the point. If you think you know, reach out to us. That was kind of a fun one, right?
Really was.
972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website, as we often do. Please don't forget that praise report and prayer request forms, they're there for you. Okay, I mean, I'm serious. We check them out every day. Very careful. If there's a prayer thing, we make sure to do the strong petition for it. Very important to us. Also, on the website, an opportunity to partner with us, to be a part of what we're doing, and to expand it. As you know, we're expanding starting Monday in a San Diego market, simulcasting same time. So that ought to be interesting all by itself. But the bottom line is, 2 Corinthians 8:3, I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability. They gave of their own accord, by your own accord. If you can give, great. If you can't give money, give time, effort, prayer, faith, and every and anything else you can insert there. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Hello.
Wrong one. Hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
That was my brain.
Had that little moment, did you? Like, wrong one. Okay, all right. Whoever called, I think they're on hold. Okay, so we're ready to have them come through. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? Oh, hello? Knock, knock. You there? Okay, we're having a little bit of phone problems, a phone hiccup. That's funny. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Have them call back? Okay, all right, just keep going. All right, we'll keep going. We're going to try and fix that. Okay. Anyway, we're just trying to double check and see what it is that Jacob did that was highly unusual. I mean, I think it's fair to say it was highly unusual. Plus, then nowadays, we have a whole sport entertainment industry based on it, some of which is very fascinating. All right, now we're ready. All right, send them on through. Let's see if we can do that. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? Knock, knock. They're still on blinking. They're blinking on the thing. Okay, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Who am I talking to?
Well, I was going to say, I was told by my D, I was Vince McMahon, but I figured that'd be too obvious about what Joshua was doing. So my name's Rob.
How you doing? That's a brilliant answer, by the way. That's so funny. It's like, I'm not going to say who I am, but if you've ever heard of anybody like the Macho Man, I could be helping you.
That's exactly right.
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say, this is Rob, so go ahead.
Okay, so say that again.
This is Rob, and the answer to trivia is wrestling.
That is correct, Amundo Ron! You're right! That's a very unusual scenario for him, because I think for anybody, he's like, okay, well, I'm going to wrestle. And he's losing, right? But even in the loss, he's like, yeah, I'm still not letting go because I got to get something out of this. And it's like, you're going to have to do something. And it's going to have to be a blessing because I'm not going anywhere. Let go of me. No. It's like, I love that attitude, because sometimes in engaging with the Lord, you got to just say, I'm not going anywhere till you help. I'm right here. Knock, 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 knock. That persistence is very powerful. Is this your first time calling in?
No, it's second, and I'm actually, we chatted on email, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to your son, Joshua. He has two websites he's managing for us, and he's just doing a great job with the Cowpunch site.
That's very nice of you to say, and therefore, I will not charge him for watching the grandkids, just because you said that. So.
Nice.
Excellent job, brother, and excellent job on the trivia. Right. I appreciate you.
You bet.
All right.
Bless you. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. So that's cool. It's like the second time. It's cool. So Ron, call in more often. Here, that's my answer. Okay, we're going to do history, and then we got to do our teach. We've got so much stuff to do. So let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, a lot of people won't appreciate this, but I do, because the Lord used this in my life to bring me to an understanding of gospel truths, so I have a little different appreciation for it. But today is Spider-Man Day.
Oh, wow.
I like comic books. I like comic books from the 60s, I must confess, and the early 70s. Okay, after that, You know, okay. Respect for Parents Day. So the honor your father and mother, I guess, has been relegated to a once a day. I don't think so. All right.
Tell me about it. Every
day. All right. National Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
Ooh,
okay, I'm all good for that, right? And this day, it's so funny. It's 1774, the element oxygen is discovered. Now, that doesn't mean it's discovered. In other words, it was always there, okay? It became illuminated, not discovered. So they might want to kind of change that. 1831, the London Bridge opened up. The London Bridge in London opened up in 1831. I was actually in Lake Havasu City when they moved the London Bridge over to Lake Havasu over at the Queens Bay Hotel. They actually moved it brick by brick and rebuilt the entire bridge and stayed at that hotel on like the first week that it opened and got a big discount because they didn't do their marketing yet and got to be able to see the London Bridge, the actual bridge. Yeah, it's kind of fun. All right. 1961 on this day, Six Flags Park opened up in Texas. And then 1944, Anne Frank makes her final entry in her diary. Okay, there you go. Very cool stuff, I think. All right, here we go. Get ready. I can't say that any different. Get ready. All right, here we go. Isaiah, or if you are in the Jewish culture, Izzy. But Isaiah, chapter 30. Verse 21, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. You guys will know this verse, but I want to talk about this verse. Okay? All right. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Ooh, just whoa. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. I do like the King James. This is the way, walk ye in it. I mean, that's kind of cool. Whatever you turn to the right or the left. There is a word from the Lord. And it comes behind us. So I want you to understand that. It's the image is somebody walking behind you taller than you. And seeing what's ahead more clearly than you, and walking behind you and giving you directions. The imagery, of course, with the Lord behind us, seeing what's ahead, and he directs us then accordingly. He speaks so we can have a direction on where to go. He whispers in order for us to pick the right path. That's not the problem. You want to know what the problem is? For this to work, you want to know what the problem is? We have to listen. Okay. So everybody just see. And right now, just go, okay, I'm just marking that in my Bible right now. But why? Because here's what goes on, okay? We want the Lord to give us direction. And in many things, he will. And I will tell you, I'll tell you carefully, that people are like, are you going to tell me that the Lord will tell you what kind of car to buy? No, not typically, although that did happen to me once. You think it's wrong, but it happened once. I've owned 30 cars, so I'm kind of aware of how that goes. I know when it's not him because I know it's just me going, ah, 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 ah. And then one time it was him, and then it turned into this whole thing and salvations and stuff like that. It's just like, okay, sometimes you just follow, right? That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is we get our amount of information, we do a right job often in trying to get all the information to make the best decision we can. But what we often do, much like a husband does to a wife, and I don't take the wife's position of this because I'm not a wife. I'm a husband. I'm a guy. I'm a guy that listens less and does more in my brain than I should. That's kind of how it operates. So I get the information, and what do you do when you get all the information? What do? You make a decision, right? And you do have to make a decision. But a lot of times we fail to do the listen part. So we acquire all the information, and then we go, here's the best choice. And by the way, women do that too. Don't get the wrong idea. But all of us need to listen. Because the Lord's like, okay, go this way. Goes, and you can just, if you can just imagine, and I'm sure you guys have never experienced this, but then again, I bet you $1 trillion you have. The Lord's like going, turn left, turn left, turn left. And you're like, going, I'm going to turn right. And it's like, you know that's happened. How many times do you know that's happened? It's like, go this way, go this way. And you're like, I'm going this other way. And it's like, why? Because we didn't listen. And we got to, like, pull it. Just, it's not, this isn't, you're not going to, I'm not even looking for anybody to think you can do this perfectly. Just do it more. Just do it more than you're doing it now. I mean, I need to do this. You need to do this. I was actually praying in the car going, I know I can make it into the studio. I know I can make it, but I know I'm going to get in there. Like, and in my mind, if I get there and it's 20 minutes deep, it's like I've lost my, you know, that's for me. That's kind of like my runway. It's how I operate. If the Lord wants to change it, he can. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm just like, man, should I call it in? Should I tell him just to do a replay? I'm really stuck here. What should I do? And sometimes you just got to be quiet and listen. It's like, you know, I think we can make this, Lord. I think we can make it, you know. And actually, I got there 6 minutes sooner than it said I would get there, but we won't talk about speed. We're just talking about, you know, arrival.
You hit that little button, didn't
you? Yeah, that little button that goes sport. Anyway, so the idea is to understand that the Lord will talk to you. He'll be behind you. But don't get all your information and then just sit there and go, here's my best choice. Don't make that choice yet. Just wait one extra moment and say, Lord, if you want to tell me what direction here, tell me. I want to hear. I want to add listening to my amount of information that helps me make a decision. You do that consciously, the Lord will not only talk to you, but you will have better outcomes because you'll be listening to the Lord more. But that's fair. Okay. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience. Only for the brave of heart and the bored.
The David Spoon Experience.
They were sisters.
That is correct, sir! You are right! And it's like, I'm not saying, I don't want to, you know, say it, but like, yuck. That's all I can say. It's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can come up with. Like, yowza.
Well, he was tricked into it.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with that. But I mean, if you're the two sisters, you just got to be thinking, now, wait a second here.
Can I tell a real quick joke?
I won't take up much time,
hopefully.
Absolutely.
I'll try to make it biblical, but not scriptural.
I'm with you. That's about 99% of everything we do on jokes. Trust me.
I figured you understand. Well, to set this up.
Okay.
To set this up, when I ask the question, you'll have to answer it to the first thing that pops into your head. Otherwise, it's kind of like those knock-knock jokes. You have to say knock-knock, you know, or who's there. So anyway, Paul was out in the Mediterranean Sea. He was sailing across it. And right before the storm hit, he was writing some letters, and he was sitting there writing, and one of the sailors came up and looked at him and said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm writing some letters here. And Paul put down his quill and parchment and looked up at the sailor and says, decided this is a time to talk to him. He says, now here's the question, David, and this is where you have to answer.
Okay.
What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
And
the sailor said, nah, that would be the sea, matey, the sea.
That's a good one. So it's not the R. No, it's the C. It's the C, matey.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a great brother and a great support. We appreciate you.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where Eric doesn't like that fill, but I do. I think it's the C, matey.
That's a pretty good fill,
that's
Eric.
A good fill right there. All right, we do have somebody who's calling in. Let's give them the opportunity to share with the audience. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joanne.
Hi,
Joanne. How are you holding up?
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Awesome.
And we forgive you for calling us old ladies in your text yesterday. I woke up laughing. I was giggling so hard.
I told Noelle. Noelle was just like, that is so funny. I mean, she was just thought that was great.
I'm so glad she enjoyed it. Yeah, well, it was great. It was fun. And the reason I was wanting to call yesterday was because Don had called in. We love Don. We haven't met him, but we know he's in our choir at First Baptist. But he mentioned the wonderful revival that's going on at our church. And this is the last night. But for yesterday, we were looking forward to Travis to give his testimony last night at church, which he did. It was so fantastic. So you all prayed for Travis last summer when he had a retransplant of his liver, and he almost died four times, but the Lord is using that man. It's so wonderful to see him and Melissa and their daughters and family at church these days. He looks fantastic. But last night when he was giving his testimony at the revival, he said something real cute. First of all, he says his whole thing is to give glory to God. His life is for that purpose, whether the Lord would have taken him or not. And you can see that. But he said one time when he was getting treated, he got an injection from the nurse, and his wife, Melissa, was witnessing. She loves to ask people, where did they go to church or do they go to church? But while the needle was still in his arm, she was engaged in the conversation with the nurse and is like, wait a minute now, let her at least take the needle out. So, but it was just such a sweet testimony. So if anybody wants to go to First Baptist Downtown Dallas tonight, we have Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who's from Moody Church. He's been speaking every night and just so tremendous. And last night he spoke about praying for prodigals. And he did mention a beautiful verse in Philippians. I'll read this, like when we pray over our prodigals. It was more about prodigal kids. Children. But, you know, of course, this applies to prodigal spouses and siblings, etc. But this is Philippians 1, and starting at verse 9, and this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise to God. So I just want to encourage the audience to please keep praying for prodigals. And Dr. Dave, we praise the Lord for you that you were willing to travel an hour and 40 minutes today to the station. We praise the Lord that Eric is out of surgery, that he's doing okay, and even for that funny fill, his joke in that previous fill. So thank you for being such a blessing. Oh, and Peter, the one in New York City who has stage 4 cancer, just left a voicemail saying he is doing better.
Awesome.
So thank you all for praying for Pete.
Awesome. That's great, great news and an excellent testimony. You did a phenomenal job. And I appreciate the both of you and all the people that you touch and you bless. So thank you both so much. You're fantastic, the two of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And don't call us old ladies again.
Okay. I gotta really watch that. I gotta really watch that voice recognition is killing me.
Okay. Love you, bless you all. Praying. Okay. Thank you so much for taking my praise.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
God bless. What an excellent testimony. What a great, great share. And we want you guys to have that opportunity. So I want you to understand that. This is not reserved for everybody, okay? It's reserved in the context of we just want the Lord to share what he's doing through you guys, and that's something that the Lord does. He does wonderful things for people. It's almost like just going back to that Hezekiah text, if you kind of think about it for a split second, it's like he didn't really give his due. He didn't really give his acknowledgement. And the Lord does so many powerful things, and I'm more of that convinced mindset, and you'll just have to forgive me for this, but I'm more of that convinced mindset that the Lord does so many things we don't know about. And by that, I mean, there's things the Lord does that you're just like, you're totally unaware of, right? And you know in your heart, yeah, that's true. I mean, you know he spared the planet multiple times. You know, with left to our own device, we would have blown this up probably 10 times over. But the Lord has mercy and his graciousness is with us. And yes, I know it's all goofy out there and so on and so forth, but the Lord has been so kind to you and to me. He's been so compassionate and passionate for us and protective. And you and I, we need to be more, I think, reflective of those things. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, challenge when challenges need to be happened. Doesn't mean you can't call things out. I mean, certainly in the Old Testament and the New Testament, things that are wrong are called out. There's no question, and you cannot deny that. But there is this abundant testimony from beginning to end about people that are thankful to the Lord. You would be amazed if you did a study on Abraham, but he, in multiple occasions, made altars to the Lord to worship the Lord and to praise him. This is somebody that's, you can't, this guy was as on track as it needs to be, right? I mean, he's got an eternal covenant. Jesus is part of that fulfillment. It's like, you know, this is why this is why David and Abraham are in the very first verse of Matthew 1:1. And yet he's recognizes, hey, I'm going to build an altar right here. I'm going to worship the Lord because of all this cool stuff he's done for me. And it's just like, yeah. And even though God did this time and time and time again, Abraham builds altars time and time and time again to honor the Lord. And so that starts on the inside where our heart is. That starts with the real generation of this question. Ready? Ready? Oh, this is going to be mean. If you really have faith that God is for you and that everything he does is for your well-being, if you really have faith, then your words would reflect that more. I mean, I just think that's fair. My words do not reflect that accurately. My Thanksgiving is on a 2 on a or a 4 on a scale of 1 to 100. We should all just express our appreciation. Excellent testimony. Excellent job. And all of you, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And if you need an opportunity, you can use this show to do it. How about that? Pretty simple, right? There you go. All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.